Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It's 5 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. A highly charged, highly partisan evening on Capitol Hill. President Trump's address to a joint session of Congress covered everything from tax cuts to tariffs and from immigration to foreign policy. And to those government workers fired by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency.
Many more have been found out and exposed and swiftly terminated by a group of very intelligent, mostly young people. Headed up by Elon, and we appreciate it.
In the Democratic response, Senator Alyssa Slotkin questioning Trump's new tariffs on goods from Mexico, Canada, and China, asking what happened to Trump's promise to bring prices down.
Grocery and home prices are going up, not down, and he hasn't laid out a credible plan to deal with either of those.
During the speech, Democrats staged both vocal and silent protests. The only applause from Democrats was when Trump announced that Ukraine wanted to restart peace negotiations. This is ABC News. A Hong Kong-based conglomerate has agreed to sell its controlling stake in a subsidiary that operates ports near the Panama Canal to a consortium including BlackRock Incorporated. It effectively puts the ports under American control and comes after President Trump accused China of interfering with canal operations. It appears a planned resentencing hearing for Lyle and Eric Menendez will not happen this month.
In a social media post, Lyle Menendez wrote the resentencing hearing set for the brothers this month will not occur. A delay was expected after Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the state parole board to investigate if the brothers would pose a risk to the public if they were to be released. That report will be given to the judge and could take some time for the board to put together, but Newsom's move indicates he might be considering clemency for the brothers. Lyle Menendez writing, "Hang tight, keep the faith." Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police on Long Island investigating how a teenager got a hold of a marijuana gummy, handed them out to about a dozen schoolmates, 11 middle schoolers sent to the hospital. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Uncover the best of outdoor recreation in Boscobel, Wisconsin. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy provides the best care for the best you with exceptional service. Their dedicated, experienced staff is ready to support your home health care needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And taste the difference at Utter Brothers Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone in Boscobel.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Rain turning to snow this morning, then tapering off this afternoon. Snow accumulations of 1 to 4 inches possible. Temperatures falling to the middle to lower 30s. North to northwest winds later between 15 and 25, with gusts over 40 miles per hour by late this morning. A winter storm warning will be in effect for Vernon County until 6 p.m. tonight. A winter weather advisory for Crawford, Richland, Sauk counties until 6. And for almost all of us in the listening area, a wind advisory from 11 until 9 tonight. This evening's low, 17. Lots of sunshine tomorrow and 37. Friday, 37 with a 30% chance of light snow through midday south of Richland County. Saturday, 40 with a 40% chance of patchy light snow later in the day. We have an east-northeast wind at 10 miles per hour currently in Richland Center after a little bit of rain yesterday as well to the tune of 63 one-hundredths. We had a high of 48. All total since yesterday, 89 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. And we're at 36 degrees. The temp has dropped. From earlier, it was 40 degrees just a little while ago. So temperatures are dropping, and any of those wet surfaces could be a little on the slippery side early on today for your commute. We have heard from one school, that is the Kickapoo School District, and they will not be having school today. Kickapoo schools closed today as a result of the impending weather. We'll keep you posted. Today is Wednesday, March 5th. Let's officially get it started on the radio. On the Jericho Road, Merle Haggard and the Strangers on WRCO Radio as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, Faith Hill had the honors for our national anthem. And here we are together again, kids. It sounds like it could get a little wild later today, weather-wise, but we've had plenty of warning, and we're going to kind of bear down and get ready for, well, potentially the last winter storm of the year, the season. We'll hope, anyway. I will, anyway. But at least we're not in the line of some of those really wild. They're talking about blizzards in, you know, Iowa and parts of the Midwest and parts of the country getting tornadoes. So we're kind of blessed that we're not in that kind of range today. Right now, winds around 7, 36 degrees in Richland Center, occasional rain. Kickapoo schools will be closed today. That's the lone district we've heard from at this hour. We're here for you. We'll keep you posted from WRCO. Welcome to the Light in the Milk House Show, powered by Brew Ha Ha Roasters.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's your hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. At least he's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat. Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. Saturday night, yeah, I'll let the moon shoot out the light. Yeah, it's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday
and it's got the new car, strictly for business. And the new clothes match the new smile on his face. The extra key on his chain must be to the office. Poor baby's leaving early, staying late. Except for the snapshot, he doesn't know I've got. He almost pulled off the perfect lover's grind. Except for the snapshot, that puts me on top. He thinks he's got one on me, but he hasn't seen the snapshot.
Sylvia and a snapshot. Back when people used to take pictures and print them off. It doesn't happen as much anymore, but she has the evidence, it sounds like. We're at 36 degrees here at WRCO Studios. Phil Nee with you with the old Light in the Milk House show. So we get set for the day, and a check of sports scores is coming up. Also, never fear, the aerobic polka is near.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise to make you whole again, a promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Hey everyone, John from Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel here. Now's the time to stock up on filters at unbeatable price. Need filters for your car, truck, mower, or industrial equipment? Don't miss out. Now through March 15th is your chance to save big. Plus, we've got great deals on hydraulic oil greases and a full lineup of Milwaukee tools at fantastic prices. Now until quantity runs out, all Craftsman tools on big blowout pricing. Hurry in, the filter and tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. High school boys basketball last night. Richland Center got the win against Evansville 61-57 in the first round of the WIAA tournament. River Valley a winner against Prairie du Chien 70-38. Division 4 games, Fenimore with a win against Riverdale 47-23. Lancaster 80, Boscobel 41 as well. Iowa Grant over Wisconsin Heights 75-46. Division 5, it was Ithaca getting the win against Cassville, 65-53. Highland over Waseca Steuben, 87-57. Seneca, 79-69 over Hillsboro. It was a win for North Crawford over Weston, 80-54. River Ridge, 80. Lafarge with a 39. It was Kickapoo, 49-41 over DeSoto. And Royal, 91. And Brookwood, 48. Among the boys' tournament games last night. In Division 2, DeForest over Reedsburg, 84-66. Baraboo, 74. Portage, 55. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 26 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists for his 7th triple-double of the season, and the surging Milwaukee Bucks beat the Atlanta Hawks 127-121. Damian Lillard scored 23 for the Bucks, who have won 3 straight and 7 of 8. Milwaukee remained in 4th place in the Eastern Conference at 35-25. Trae Young led Atlanta with 28 points. Minnesota faces the number 12 Wisconsin Badgers. That is going on tonight in Big Ten action. The Badgers at 22-7, 12-6 in the Big Ten at the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Can be heard on the radio tonight. And the Iowa Hawkeyes play in the Big Ten tournament against the Wisconsin Badgers in women's basketball, getting underway this evening. Elsewhere in sports, the big news, LeBron James has become the first player in NBA history to score 50,000 combined points in the regular season and the postseason. He needed just 1 point during the Lakers game against the Pelicans. Last night, the 40-year-old came through. The Lakers, 136, New Orleans, 115. Phoenix over the Clippers, 119-117. San Antonio beat Brooklyn, 127-113. Cleveland, 139. Chicago, 117. Minnesota, 126. Philadelphia, 112. Golden State over New York, 114-102. Toronto, 114. Orlando, 113. And Indiana beat Houston, 115-102. That's an update on sports for a Wednesday morning.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Good morning. We're just about set for the day. Stretch out a little bit here. The aerobic polka is coming up. It's powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness journey with Supps, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the Supps difference today. Always fueling local athletes. Call 800-968-0993 Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
All right, time to work out here. Hey ladies, how you doing? Phil Knee is the name. Ouch.
Out of blue, there's nothing she can do. We call her Squirrely Shirley. Her story is as told, she's just as good as gold. We couldn't live without her. She's just an old time girl who likes to squirrel and whirl. That's our little Squirrely Shirley. Hey! Thank you. out of brew. There's nothing she can do. We call her Squirrely Shirley. Her story is as told. She's just as good as gold. We couldn't live without her. She's just an old-time girl who likes the squirreling world. That's our little Squirrely Shirley. Hey!
Richie Yerkovic and the band and the Squirrely Shirley Polka. Be careful, Shirley.
I believe for what you say when you say you're going steady with nobody else but me. I believe for what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, there's one thing, baby, that I want you to know. When you're rocking with me, don't rock too slow. Move on and get toe-to-toe. We're gonna rock till we can't rock no more. I believe, do believe, I believe. Yeah, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me.
Well, let's dig it now.
Well, I believe what you say when you say you don't miss nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, when you kiss me, baby, then you roll your eyes. I get a funny feeling that I'm hypnotized. Chills run all up and down my spine. Everybody that you're mine, all mine. I believe, do believe, yeah, believe. Oh, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Oh, yeah, well, I believe, do believe, yeah, believe. Well, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you, Merle. Well, you left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. Well, you broke on your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you. Himself, Chet Atkins. Now someday you may be lonesome too.
You talking about me, Ernest?
Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry.
You know,
remember that I love you and I will the day I
die. I didn't know you felt that way, Ernest.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Yes, sir.
Ernest Tubb and friends, Merle Haggard and company, walking the floor over you. Well, rain turning to snow this morning and tapering off this afternoon. Snow accumulations of 1 to 4 inches possible. Temps falling to the mid to lower 30s, which that's already been starting to take place. Breezy and colder, partial clearing tonight, a low of 17. Lots of sunshine Thursday and 37, and Friday 37, with a 30% chance of light snow through midday. South of Richland County. A winter storm warning is in effect for Vernon County until 6 tonight, under a winter weather advisory now for us, Crawford, Sauk counties until 6 tonight. Some rain off and on through the night. The winds haven't picked up a great deal yet. 3 mile per hour winds, 36 degrees. The only school district we've heard from today that will not be running the schedule includes Kickapoo. Kickapoo will not have school today. They are closed. We'll keep you posted if any other winter weather announcements need to be made, and I'm thinking that they probably will need to be made. Keep it tuned right here to WRCO FM 100.9.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Tariffs and counter tariffs. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. An ag economist says China has taken some retaliatory measures against the U.S. over President Trump's tariffs that went into effect yesterday. Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net says China has suspended imports of soybeans from 3 U.S. firms.
It's a situation where we already have a lot of competition from Brazil. Brazil's got a big crop, and this is going to make it less competitive for us to sell beans to China. And it's just part of a progression we've seen since, honestly, the beginning of the trade war 6 years ago.
Speaking of Brownfield, at Commodity Classic, McCormick said China's response was what he calls diplomatic.
6 years ago, they tried to go, you know, punch to punch. This time around, it seems like it's a little bit more of a surgical. Like you said, it's only 3 companies. It's not blocking all U.S. beans. Because the reason is their economy is much more fragile position it was last go around.
Ag economist Ben Brown with the University of Missouri says tariff talk has already affected ethanol exports, and the cutbacks will impact corn demand.
Now we've got growing stocks on the ethanol side that's going to further suppress those margins. We'd already seen really weak to low margins for ethanol plants. You know, my expectation is that ethanol consumption or ethanol grind really starts to kind of taper off here for a period of time this spring.
U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley tells Brownfield lawmakers will likely request some sort of assistance for affected farmers, including pork producers who finish imported isoween pigs from Canada.
I think a big tariff on those pigs would be catastrophic for pork, and I'll bet you we'll be asked for exemptions on that.
Canadian potash imports could be another product members of Congress seek tariff exemptions on. Farmers have a number of concerns heading into the growing season. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has more from Commodity Classic.
Southwest Iowa farmer Jeff Jorgensen says timely rains will be needed after he gets his crops planted.
We're dry. Southwest Iowa is dry. And, you know, that can be a good thing, really. For us on some river bottom stuff, it's okay to be a little dry.
Drought continues to be an issue across most of the Midwest. And West Central Wisconsin farmer Shane Goplin tells Brownfield he efficiency will be key.
I'm a firm believer, and yes, you have to have a plan A, but you also have to have a plan B as well. So, you know, try and minimize the surprises and the risks. We know there's challenges on all fronts, but just try and minimize that.
North Central Iowa farmer Stu Swanson says he's trying to cut back on costs.
Certainly a lot of headwinds related to farm profitability. We're dealing with high input prices that we've experienced the last couple of years, and now that we've seen the commodity prices decline.
From Denver, Colorado, I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agra America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agra America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agra America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier-Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune with Timsec Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a bigger sale in a good crowd. Large squares topped at $185 a ton and large rounds at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to add your mower, boats, garden supplies, machinery, outdoor items, or more for our spring consignment auction, give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsecauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Most direct cash cattle markets were quiet Tuesday and cash hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets were mostly quiet yesterday. Some very light trade was reported at 195 live in Kansas, but not enough to establish a trend. A few asking prices have been reported at 198 plus live with no dressed asking prices or any bids yet. Widespread trade's going to wait until at least today, if not tomorrow. The big question is whether or not this market's found some footing after a couple of weeks of declines, or if there'll be at least one more round of losses. This early activity out of Kansas doesn't really bode well for any bullishness. At the close of the Oklahoma National Stockyards feeder cattle sale, compared to the previous week, feeder steers and heifers are mostly four lower. Stocker steers and steer calves are up 8 to 12, while stocker heifers and heifer calves are mostly steady. USDA says demand was moderate to good for feeders, even if buyers were a little bit pickier, and demand was very good for stockers and calves, especially steers. Receipts were up on the week and the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds are reported at 264 to 293. 8 to 9 weight steers brought 250 to 270. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds range from 261.25 to 311. 700 to 800 pound heifers sold to 240 to 266. Box beef was higher with moderate movement. Choice is up 92 cents at 314.85, and select was 161 higher at 304.02. The estimated cattle slaughter of 123,000 head was up 1,000 in the week, but down 161 in the year. Cash hogs were mixed with moderate closing negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. At least nationally, it looks like some buyers are still in need of near-term supplies after the slow start to the week. The major regional markets were a little bit more tentative, with the day's weighted averages where reported close to the respective five-day rolling averages. Tariff against key U.S. trading partners are now in effect, and there have been some wide swings in the domestic wholesale market recently, leading to ongoing uncertainties about pork demand. National direct barrels and gilts were 80 cents higher with a weighted average of 89.21. Iowa Southern Minnesota had no recent comparison with an average of 89.48. There was no recent comparison for the Western Corn Belt with an average of 89.44. Pork closed $2.02 lower at 97.77. Picnics were firm. Loins, butts, ribs, hams, and bellies were sharply lower. The estimated hog slaughter of 487,000 head was down 2,000 on the week, but up almost 36,000 on the year. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower on South American weather and tariff concerns. May beans were down 12.5 at $9.99. July was 12 lower at $10.13¾. May corn was down 4¾ at $4.51½. July was down 4.5 at $4.59¼. Live cattle were up and feeders were mostly higher, oversold and waiting for direct business. April live was up $2.40 at $194.65. June was $1.97 higher at $190.07. April feeders were up 45 at $272.50. And hogs were pressured by domestic and export demand questions. April lean was down $1.35 at $82.35, and May was $2.20 lower at $85.47. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A U.S. senator calls for immediate action to correct some serious problems in American agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. After hearing testimony from several representatives of U.S. ag groups, Senator James Justice acknowledged that farmers in this country need help now. Justice is a West Virginia Republican serving on the Senate Agriculture Committee.
We've got to fix this right now. We've got to fix crop insurance. We have got to have a farm bill that is a true bill that basically probably is regionalized. Instead of a one-size-fits-all, it doesn't fit all. That's all there is to it.
Justice says we're lucky that farmers love what they do.
We go into grocery stores, and as far as you can see, a mile long, there's every choice imaginable. We pay almost nothing of our annual incomes compared to countries all across this globe to have a luxury like you can't imagine that we have in America.
Justice says there's no guarantee that will last.
But we got to wake up. Absolutely. If we don't wake up right now and we awaken to those farmers leaving the farm for whatever reason it may be, it's going to be a bad day in America.
If you care to see more of the Senate Ag Committee hearing where all this took place, there's a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
Testing for H5N1 in dairy cattle expands. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The Illinois State Veterinarian says the state is increasing its efforts to monitor dairy cattle for H5N1 avian flu. Dr. Mark Ernst tells Brownfield.
The Illinois Department of Public Health is beginning their initiation milk testing at processors, and so that should give us an idea as to whether or not we have any affected herds in Illinois.
Ernst says several testing requirements remain in place.
Still requiring lactating dairy to be tested when they're crossing state lines, and for exhibition this year, lactating dairy cows are going to be required to have a negative test.
Ernst says there have been 973 confirmed cases of H5N1 in dairy cattle in 17 states. The Global Dairy Trade Index fell for a second straight trading session Tuesday, down 0.5%. The market saw price gains in skim milk powder, lactose, mozzarella cheese, cheddar cheese, and butter, offset by losses in whole milk powder, buttermilk powder, and anhydrous milk fat. The average price Tuesday, $4,209 a metric ton, with 126 winning bidders buying 20,977 metric tons of dairy products in 15 rounds of bidding. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remained unchanged at 51 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks continued to tumble Tuesday, losing 26.5 cents since Friday. The Tuesday block price down 11.5 cents at 160.5. 11 sales were recorded. Cheese barrels went down 5.25 cents to 173, one sale. Butter down 9.5 cents at 225, three sales. Non-fat dry milk fell 1.25 cents to 118 with two sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Good morning. It is 36 degrees, and we're looking at temperatures to remain in the mid-30s to lower 30s today, and a little bit of wind picking in a little bit later, possibly 1 to 4 inches of snow later on this morning here at the WRCO studios. We have a northeast wind at 3. So far, all total since yesterday, 89/100ths of an inch of rain.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These districts will not have school today, Kickapoo and Hillsboro. We'll keep you posted. Those are the two that we have heard from today. Kickapoo and Hillsboro districts will not have school. There are a few that may have been off today anyway with a teacher in service day. But it appears that there will be some decisions to be made for those having school today by area administrators, and depending on how that storm tracks or is tracking. Again, a winter storm warning for Vernon County until 6 tonight. That's how it goes weather-wise. Do the best you can today.
Enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit path that only she would know, still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, no, only my heart, call back my rose, rose of San Antone, lips so sweet and tender like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own. A broken song, empty words I know, still live in my
I passed by the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antonio.
Sir, here we go there, and what are you gonna give for? I'm a 25 to give 30 now. Five, put it in the five, another $40, gonna make it 40 now. Five, put it in the five, another $50, gonna make it 50 now. Five. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid it now, $30, 30, will they give me 30, make it 30, bid it to mama, $30, will they give me 30, hooray, bid it a $30 bid. $30 bid it now, $35, will it give me $35 to make it $35 to bid a $35? Who would have bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid it, dollar, $40, 40, will it give me 40, make it 40, bid it on a $40, will it give me 40, hooray, bid it a $40 bid. $40 bid it now, $45, will they give me $45 to make it a $45 to bid it a $45? Who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the top in all the land. Let's pause and give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid it now, $50, 50, will they give me 50, make it 50, bid it upon the $50, will they give me 50, hooray, the $50 bill. $50 bid it now, $55, will they give me 55, to make it a 55, bid it a 55, I sold that hog for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come a letter number 29 in, what are they going to get for them? I'm a 25, to get 30 now, 5, hooray, bid it a 5, another $40, I'm going to make it a 40 now, 5, hooray, bid it a 5, make it a 5, yes, 5, now $60, I'm going to give me 60 now, 5,
Leroy Van Dyke, sold! There you go, the old Light in the Milk House show supplied to us today and cooking, and we're ready to go for the day. Courtesy of Brouhaha Roasters. You can check out their coffee at area merchants and businesses. Coming up, Tony's weather for today. He's been a busy boy.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Hey folks, John here at Napa, Richland Center in Boscobel. It's a perfect time to stock up on filters at unbeatable prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is your chance to save big. We've got great deals on hydraulic oil, greases, and a full line of Milwaukee tools at amazing prices. Stop in today, and as always, we have free popcorn. We appreciate your business and can't wait to see you soon.
Napa Know How! Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Everyone is invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner, Saturday, March 15th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Meet and greet starts at 5 p.m., dinner and a program at 6. Hear from guest speakers Derek Van Orden, Tony Kurtz, Hannah and Patrick Teston, and others. Tickets are $40 for adults and $25 for students age 16 through 21. Get yours at the RPRC Campaign Center in the former Jefferson Elementary any Tuesday and Thursday between noon and 2 or Saturdays between 10 and 2. Or on the web at richlandctygop.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, a very powerful low-pressure system sweeping up toward southeast Wisconsin today will continue to bring us precipitation as a colder air works in that'll change over to snow with a couple inches looking possible throughout the area. It's going to be kind of rough travel once that transition takes place. We'll also have strong winds throughout the day. Could be strong enough to knock over some weak tree limbs, make traveling difficult, and of course, loose objects like garbage cans and chairs could be whipped over as well. Otherwise, once the storm moves out, we'll have some quieter weather for several days. There will be a separate system passing south of us Friday morning, could graze the southern tip of our area with a little touch of light snow early Friday. After that, a new system drops in from the northwest late Saturday with a chance of a few snow showers. Some much warmer air could move in by early next week. So today we have a winter storm warning for Vernon County through 6 p.m., winter weather advisory in Crawford, Richland, Sauk County area through 6 p.m., and a wind advisory for most of our region from 11 a.m. through 9 p.m. Rain turning to snow this morning, then tapering off in the afternoon. Snow amounts of 1 to 4 inches possible. Falling temperatures to the mid to low 30s. North and northwest wind 15 to 25, gusting over 40 miles an hour by late morning. Tonight, breezy and colder with partial clearing, low 17. Northwest wind 15 to 25, tapering to 10 to 15. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, high 37. Tomorrow night, the clouds build in, low 23. There's a chance of a little light snow in the far southern part of the area late Thursday night through midday Friday. Clearing skies late Friday, high 37. Saturday, the clouds increase. Chance of patchy snow showers late in the day, high at 40. Sunday, lots of sun, high 43. We warm to the 50s for Monday and Tuesday. Please be careful out there today. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
At the WRCO studios right now, we are at 36 degrees. Also, yesterday's high was 48. We did pick up 63/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high, 73 in the year 2000. March 5th of 1978, it was 12 degrees below zero. Last year's high was 53 and the low, 31. Sunset will occur at 5:55 this afternoon. Sunrise time for this morning around 6:33. Right now, we have a northeast wind at 3. Barometer is at 29.13 and 26/100ths of an inch of rain since midnight. It is 36 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These districts and schools will not be open today. Kickapoo, Hillsboro, North Crawford, and Pleasant Ridge Waldorf in Viroqua. Those schools will not be open today because of the impending weather. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news at 6 o'clock is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, by the Homesteaders Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump in last night's address to both houses of Congress praising what he says he's done so far.
6 weeks ago, I stood beneath the dome of this Capitol and proclaimed the dawn of the golden age of America. From that moment on, it is